No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Fresh from sun and fun, we be.
Well, I'm not sure about fresh.
Yeah, I true.
Mean, we're freshly from there, but, you know.
Well, after 3 days of camping, yeah, fresh is not the right word. Maybe ripe?
Ripe would probably be a better description.
Yeah, and before we continue, I got to thank Jim and Deb for hosting me at their campsite again. And we really didn't get to talk to them as much as I would have liked to on the show at Sun and Fun. And but they were so gracious. They're such, I don't know, aviation ambassadors. You know what I mean?
They are. I mean, you know, they're just kind of the epitome of Sun and Fun. You know, they go there every single year. Jim's been going there for like 20-some years.
Right.
They volunteer every year. You know, they host people at their campsite. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and they do. You know, they're constantly talking aviation to everybody they meet.
Yeah. Now, and, you know, Jim works for United. He probably doesn't want us to say that, but he's a big time captain, and he flies big jets, and his big vacation every year is going to Sun and Fun, and then spending like a couple weeks there and spending a couple weeks at Air Venture in Oshkosh.
That's correct.
And I talked to him a little bit more about that while we're relaxing after a day of air show sights. And I was like, so is this the only vacation you do? He goes, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's what we do. I mean, we just go out there and camp, bring the trailer out, and really just settle in. And, you know, so he really does live it, not only just at work, but when he's in his spare time, he goes out there. And they really, what I found out on our visit this time, Keith, is that they really love the classic airplane stuff.
They do.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
They're building a kit plane.
Yep. Yeah.
But I didn't realize how much they were into the old style planes. And we went over to that section of Sun and Fun, and I kind of just tagged along. They let me just kind of come along and watch what they were doing, because, you know, this is all kind of foreign to me. I mean, I love seeing old classic planes, and man, some of them look like they were brand spanking new.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the paint job was fresh, shiny. It was spotless. How they kept them so shiny there at Sun and Fun, I have no idea. It would look like somebody had sat there with, like, polish, you know, like 7 out of the 8 hours of the day. You know, because we're out in the elements and stuff. And these planes look like literally they've rolled right off a showroom floor. Quite remarkable. But just seeing them light up, especially when he was talking about, you know, like some of the airplanes that his dad had or had flown and stuff. I mean, you could just see the excitement and energy well up in both of them, and it was really interesting. He was quizzing Deb quite a bit, by the way, too.
Well, you know, he
what kind
he
of
does.
Plane is that? What kind of plane is that? No, that's not wrong. Damn you, woman.
Yeah, he does quiz her on a regular basis, but you know what? She's a great sport.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she loves it just as much as he does.
Yeah.
And, you know, and maybe even more so than what he does. So, you know, I mean, she goes there every year. She wants to be there.
Yeah.
She loves to be there. You know, she's a great advocate for women in aviation as well.
Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah, and we had actually, Abington from the launch company needed a little help with some accommodations, and I was like, hey, could you talk to them? I was hoping to be out there when they were there to introduce them to you, and we couldn't work that out logistically. They said, oh, yeah, oh, we know her.
Yeah.
And then they had actually bought one of her Smokey, or Deb,
right.
Smokey being her nickname, had already bought one of Abington watches, actually, this year or last year at Air Venture.
Right.
So, yeah, they went. It was like, oh, we're old friends. No problem. Have them come over. We'll take care of them and get them situated with some accommodations and stuff. So they just really cool folks and really the epitome of what I have found in the aviation industry. It's really cool to see this community up close. And really, you know, I mean, you'll experience it at any air show, just talking to vendors and just talking to fellow aviators. But when you go and you camp at Sun and Fun or Air Venture, that community just really, I mean, you really are tapping into the heart and soul of the aviation community. At least that's what I'm figuring.
Well, you know, it's really the heart and soul of America. Really. I mean, in all reality, I mean, because it goes right back to the grassroots of the family. You see all kinds of families there, and they've been going there for years and years. The kids love it. The parents love it. And they go see the same people every year. They make friends there, and they come back every year to the same spot in, you know, and meet their same friends.
Right. You know, it's more acceptable and socially acceptable than a family. You know, I know many families that can't stay together that long. You hear what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, exactly.
It's kind of remarkable how cohesive the community seems to be. And I guess it's just that shared passion of aviation.
It is.
You know,
absolutely.
It brings everybody together. And you know, you put politics and everything else aside a little bit, or, you know, that might pop up here and there. But we have the common bond of aviation, and that just keeps people entertained for hours.
Well, you know, and that just goes to show how much fun Sun and Fun and Air Venture really are, because it's got something there for the entire family.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, you know, dad going out there and everybody else tagging along because they have to. There's something there for absolutely everybody.
It really is. But it's not just about the airplanes.
No.
And you know, that's, now that I've been to this thing for, well, we've done this for the last 3 years at Sun and Fun, and I did a brief little visit to
Four
Air
years.
Venture. Well, yeah, 4 years, right. We didn't broadcast the first year. That's right. But, you know, getting into the community like this, it's really been an eye-opener for me. You know, and I think a lot of people listening right now, especially if they're not pilots or pilots in training, aren't going to see this. I sure as heck didn't know about it. I mean, you did because you've lived it all your life, I guess, but it's new to me.
Well, yeah, and you know, as you grow into this and as you get more immersed in the Sun and Fun Air Venture type operations, you get to see it more and more, and it's helped you come out of your shell a little bit.
You think?
Absolutely.
I feel like I've been adopted or something. They're tolerating me despite my flaws. There might be one or two. Just I'm guessing. But
one or two people that don't accept you?
No, but I have flaws.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody accepts me. It's like, hey, you're an idiot, but come on over.
Even
anyway.
Though you can't get the terminology correct and everything else, they still accept you.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. So
and that's
whatever.
Just the way they are. I mean, it's great.
Accommodating. So it's a really cool family. So there you go. If you're looking for a family, you might want to drop into this whole aviation thing. You might be pleasantly surprised. I definitely have been. It's been a real eye-opening experience on many levels, and especially when you do that camping thing, that really is the way to immerse yourself in it. I mean, I can't emphasize it enough how much of a difference that's made to really, you know, see how everybody, you know, interacts together and see that camaraderie. It's kind of cool. You know, outside of the whole plane stuff, that's what's kind of nice. It just brings a unique type of individual, I guess, that is really looking for something different in life to experience. And man, I'm telling you, there's something here.
Yeah.
Something kind of cool. Or maybe I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid, and I don't know. Maybe that's what's happening.
Well, we won't tell you.
Yeah.
You know, you'll just have to go along with the flow.
Yeah. Is this like the first step to, like, you know, being in line with like Tom Cruise and John Travolta? Next thing you know, I'm going to be talking up Scientology or something?
Well, let's hope not. You know, they're getting a pretty bad rap these days.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, but it almost feels that way. I feel like
that you're getting a bad rap?
Well, no, that I'm, you know, getting sucked into some kind of like cult-like community, and you know, now I put a negative spin on it, but it's not. But I could, you know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, you just scared off half of our listeners.
No, Mom, she'll still listen. Dad, he'll never go away.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's all our listeners right there. All right. But anyway, it was a great event on that level. Now, let's talk about some of the mechanics, because there was some cool stuff there on display at Sun and Fun this year. And from what I was told from the, you know, lights and some of the other show organizers at Sun and Fun, this was, it looks like, the biggest that they've had in several years.
Right. It's certainly the biggest as far as vendors go. You know, it'll be another couple of days before they know exact total of amount of people that came in.
Right.
But, yeah, it certainly looked that way.
Yeah, and I mean, the weather, weekend. the weather was pretty good. I mean, last year was phenomenal. It was the best weather they had had in years.
Right.
This year, I wouldn't say it was quite as good as last year. It was a little hot in the afternoon on a couple of days. But as far as rain and stuff like that, not a factor.
No, they only had one day where it rained just a little bit.
Yeah.
But,
just
you know,
when I had to cross from the one half of the show to the other half. That's when it downpoured in like buckets. And
well, you needed the shower anyway. You've been camping. So, you know, that worked out well.
True.
But if you remember, we had lights on a couple months ago talking about Sun and Fun leading up to it.
Right.
And, you know, he was saying that the reason why they changed it to this particular time of the year was because the weather statistically has been the best.
Right.
And, you know, it held true again this week.
It did.
And it was just fabulous.
It was. You know, and like I said, you know, this is a great year. I mean, you know, camping part of it, that makes it really good if it's not really wet. And you know, it cooled off in the evening. It was in the upper 60s.
Beautiful.
You know, you have a light sleeping bag or even a sheet, and you're good to go with a pillow in your tent. So a lot of pluses for Sun and Fun. We're going to reflect on more of these experiences coming up right here on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
To know me is to fly with me. This is where I live.
Fly away, fly away. That's how the bird can take us away.
And welcome back to Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. I am Greg, your co-pilot, along with Captain Keith. We're rounding out the crew today. Ed is still recovering from Sun and Fun, so we gave him a break today. And actually, you know, we're recording the show on Sunday, and the show's still going on today. And so we thought we'd go ahead and check in and just see what is happening on site at Sun and Fun. We have our buddy Dennis from Lake Minnetonka, right, Dennis? That's where you flew in from. Is that? Am I right?
Yeah, we flew in from Minneapolis.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Well, he always says Lake Minnetonka. That sounds more impressive to me.
But that's when we're scuba diving, Greg. I'm calling you from the boat then.
Well, that's true. Yeah, because we have this common bond with Dennis that we're fellow divers, but he also flies planes more than I do as well. So I figured, why not?
So does everybody.
Yeah. So yeah, he is that's not okay. Well, make me feel good, Dennis. Thanks for the support there. I appreciate it. That camaraderie in the aviation industry, not so much with Dennis, but that's okay.
Well, that's the scuba diving industry.
Yeah, true. Okay. We're more of a ball busting kind of industry there. So maybe that's what's going on. But anyway,
because you're a little bit more exposed in that arena than you are in the aviation.
Okay. Good point. All right. So, but Dennis is literally at Sun and Fun still Sunday afternoon. And I don't know. Last night you did the air show, which was the Saturday night air show. I did Wednesday night, which was impressive. It's even bigger and better, and fireworks and things on Saturday night. Tell me about what you saw there, Dennis.
Oh, it was great. It started off, Stallion 51 did their Lone Mustang signature flyover. And if you've ever heard a P-51 Mustang fly, it is just, you know, it's a sound like no other, and it just really gets your attention. And you think that, you know, young kids were flying these in the war, and, you know, there's so few left. And to see that fly and to hear it was just incredible. And for my son, it's been a bucket list of his to, you know, get up close to a Mustang. And he was actually able to talk to Lee Lauterbach, the pilot from Stallion 51, and actually got to go sit in the cockpit right after he shut down after that air show. So pretty much made his entire trip.
Yeah, I think that'll probably make his life.
Yeah, so that was
That's a memory he'll never forget.
Absolutely. So after that was the night air show or the afternoon show?
That was last night at the night air show. Right at sundown, right at dusk, he did that lone flyby with, you know, he was doing hesitation rolls and loops and Immelmans, and it was a very impressive show. And just the sound is just like nothing else. To see those airplanes fly, it's a treat.
Hey, Dennis, Greg has got this cow staring at a new gate look on his face right now when you just mentioned all those different maneuvers.
No, I didn't. I totally got him. Barrel rolls.
He's got his hands out in front of him trying to figure out which way they go, right?
Yeah. Shush. Just quit it, you two. No, what I was thinking of is what Bob Hoover said to me when we were at the NBAA show.
Name drop.
Yeah.
Stay away from me.
Close personal friends. Well, he said that after I asked a couple of questions, but before he realized who I was and contacted security, he said, yeah, one of the things I like to do, I've done through my whole career, is after I do my air show, I invite people to come over and we talk, and some of the kids especially, like, you know, I see them looking up in the cockpit, and I'm like, hey, you want to get up in there? Is that kind of what happened with Austin?
Yeah, it was. I mean, he went up to Lee, and he says, you know, what do I have to do to get into the cockpit? And Lee's like, well, it's really kind of busy right now. And then as he got to talking to him, he says, well, I'm a student pilot, and I'm, you know, getting ready to solo. He hands me his beer and says, okay, follow me. And got to go climb up into the cockpit. So I held the guy's beer while my son got to go tour the cockpit.
Now, that's a pretty good trade-off, I think.
I think it was worth it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you drink the beer?
No, I didn't want to jeopardize a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. You had a good thing going. Why break it? Break it up then. Now, all right, so you did that, and then they ended with the big fireworks. They have the whole carpet bombing thing along the runway like they did last year, or what'd you see?
We didn't get to see much of the fireworks show. We needed to get heading back to our hotel. It was getting really late, and the parking was something else. So we decided to leave during we sat in the parking lot and watched the air, the last half of the air show. And it was still, even from the parking area, just being able, the planes flying over with fireworks coming off the wingtips, and that was really cool.
Well, if
you've never seen a night air show, make it. It really needs to be something on your bucket list.
Well, good point. And you can leave early, be in the parking lot, and you will feel the concussion bombs at the end of that carpet bombing thing they do. Yeah. It's impressive close, because you just see these big billows of fire and smoke. It's like, oh, my God, it's like Apocalypse Now or something.
And
we
felt the heat coming off of that last year when we were sitting there.
Right. Yeah. Yes, it is impressive and probably slightly dangerous. I don't know. But we live on the edge, don't we, Keith?
We do.
Yeah.
Well, the Aeroshell T-6s they were able to do a little thing after their routine. They actually they stopped on the runway and then fired up their engines with the smoke on and did 360s. Yeah. And all the while, they've got all of their lights, all of their strobes, and it looked like a thunderstorm going on, because all you had was this white smoke with lights coming out of it. It was really a cool thing to see.
Yeah. Yeah, like burnouts. That's what the stage guys call them.
The burnout, yep.
Yeah, it's
the
impressive.
Jet truck's got nothing on that.
Yeah, true.
But, you know, I love the way they light these airplanes up now.
It is. It's kind of freaky. You know, and let's see. Well, Adrian, I believe that's her name, Abington's co-worker. This was her first air show, and we did the Wednesday night show, and we're sitting there with Jim and Deb at the campsite watching this, and I said, you're going to see some pretty crazy stuff. Actually, it was Clay, too, our buddy Captain Clay. This was the first time he said he had never seen a nighttime air show. I said, dude, they, like, shoot fireworks out off these planes.
Right.
And, you know, and he's like, yeah, that can't be very safe. You know, or it's like, how do you get approval to do that? And, you know, obviously there's some kind of waivers or that the FAA says, oh, you're crazy. Go ahead. We don't care. Yeah. I don't know.
It's the air show circuit. You can't get that waiver to do that off your 172. Just if anybody's thinking about it.
You could do it, but you just can't do it legally.
You can do it once.
Is that how it works? Yeah. Well, if no one sees it.
Right.
Hey, and there's a plane now. Hey, there we go. See, we're still at the air show.
Yeah, we've been considering scaling it down, Greg, for you. We just bought a drone for home, and my kids are already trying to figure out how to strap Roman candles to it for 4th of July.
Well, hey, there's an idea. Actually, you're going to need those. You're going to have to equip your drones with some kind of firepower to protect themselves, because people are shooting them out of the sky for, like, skeet shooting practice and stuff like
that.
Well,
I just don't need to go by your house, and we should be fine.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. I nude sunbathe in the backyard, so there's your warning.
That I don't need to see.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, well, you got that. You saw some cool air show stuff. I know you've been wandering around the hangars, and what's caught your eye so far, Dennis?
You know, with the new pilot, it's really been kind of fun. You know, my son is hopefully going to solo in the next couple weeks here, so, you know, we're starting to look for things for him. He's got a birthday coming up, and, you know, what kind of stuff do you need? Do we get a flight bag? And it's kind of nice just being able to look at all of the different options. I mean, there's so many choices. It's one thing to grab a catalog, but it's another thing to actually be able to touch and feel and look and see all the different options. You know, even looking at something as simple as headsets, there's 5 different, you know, noise canceling headsets out there, and every one of them's got something new, unique, and different. And, you know, they're arguably something that's very personal for you. It's got to feel right.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Keith. We're your crew today for the show, you know, about the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly, reflecting on Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. A great event. Dennis was out there meandering around. He mentioned Abington, where, you know, Keith and Abington finally met face-to-face. And they didn't, you know, it was hard to separate them there for a while. You both basically missed an entire segment of the show because you guys just started rambling.
What show?
Yeah, exactly. And we got pictures. We'll get them up at Just Plane Radio soon enough, and we'll see where this love connection goes.
Well, I met 2 of the 4 requirements, so, you know.
What's that, her husband or her husband-to-be?
Well, I met him, too, but...
he's like, buddy, keep your distance.
Well, there was tall, dark, handsome, and the voice, and I got the tall and the voice, so...
True. Not so dark, necessarily.
No.
A little fair-skinned. And as far as a handsome thing, you know, that's a subjective thing. She didn't turn around.
She didn't turn around and vomit or anything.
Right. So you know, that's
run away. I count that all positive.
I would, too. It's the bar's very low for our crew here at Just Plane Radio. So as long as they don't, you know, run around, throw up, run screaming, you know, or something like that, hey, it could be your future ex-wife or something.
Well, you know, you never know.
Yeah, anyway, we digress and we have fun.
And the best thing is that I'm bigger than Sean.
Okay. Yeah, but he looked pretty stocky. I think he could take you out.
You really think so?
Yeah, I do.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, boy, here we go. Oh, man. We weren't that far from where they do coleslaw wrestling for Bike Fest.
That is true.
You know, maybe we get you and him in there, and we'll
girls
settle this
that,
like
not guys.
Well, we'll settle this like women. You don't like that idea?
No.
I would. Hey, I'll tell you what. That would be. That'd get a lot of hits on YouTube.
Oh, I'm sure it would.
It'd be great publicity for Just Plain Radio. And even more amusement for me. And that's really what this is all about.
Yeah, it's all about you. That's right.
Yeah. All right. We got more coming up right here. Stay close to Just Plain Radio. And we apologize in advance.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whoa, kill the motor, dude. Let us see what Squirt does flying solo.
Watch me get ready to fly. Watch me get ready to fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith. Now, Keith met not only Abington at Sun and Fun last week for the first time face-to-face, but he met her fiancé, Sean. And Sean's an awesome guy. He really is. And we kid, and we talk about this stuff. We're all good friends. We can bust each other accordingly and have fun. But Sean actually runs a flight school just like you and Ed do out in Vegas.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and he was out there right before Sun and Fun. You guys were actually at a
We're at the Watts Conference.
So that is what?
At the World Aviation Training Symposium.
Okay. All right.
And that's held here in Orlando every
year. See, if you would have said I'm at the Watts Conference, I would have thought that had something to do with like electricity or something. That's not a very good acronym. It needs to have something to do with aviation and training, not Watts. What is that all about?
World Aviation Training Symposium.
Okay.
It's all where all the airlines from the world gather together and we talk about training.
Okay. All right. So you compare notes and how to make it better, that kind of stuff.
Correct.
And job placement, whatever, that type of deal.
That's
okay.
It.
So you and
technologies for training and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So you guys were kind of figuring out some ways to tweak your training or maybe the people that come out of your program will be fully equipped to go get a gig quickly, make big money.
Always looking for that.
Yeah. I mean, because you do. I mean, we want to build the industry. That's how
Absolutely.
You do it, right?
Yeah,
there's
sure.
going to be this big shortage of pilots, supposedly. Was that a big topic at that event?
That was a huge, huge topic at that event.
Yeah.
I did not sit through a single lecture there or forum, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
That was not brought up.
Yeah. So the solution is, what do they do? The airlines are telling you guys, like, dudes, kick it up a notch. We need more of them.
Well, you know, yes, they're saying we need more of them, but, you know, the airlines are trying to figure out, you know, exactly what they want to do. How are we going to get people in here, you know?
Yeah.
And they're starting to face the reality that the airline lifestyle is not all that great for a new hire pilot.
Yeah?
So,
what, just because they're not paying them enough or it's not as sexy as it was back in the day or what?
Right. It's not, you know, I mean, I think the biggest thing is pay. You know, when you're competing against, you know, an engineer who comes out of college with his degree and he can start out at $65,000, $70,000 a year and an airline pilot who spent just as much money, if not more, getting his ratings and his degree is going to start out at about $24,000 a year. That's pretty hard, you know, nut to crack when you go to mom and dad and say, you know, hey, I need $150,000 to finish up my training.
My tuition, so to speak.
And mom and dad, of course, are going to want, what's the return on investment?
25 G's.
Yeah.
And they're like, huh?
Yeah. So the airlines now are starting to pay bonuses, you know, signing bonuses and things like that.
Right.
So there's a lot of talk about that. You know, how do we do that? How do we keep people? How do we attract people? Because now it's a competition of, you know, how much do you pay them plus the advantage of giving them a bonus to sign up.
Sure. So just create those incentives to make it financially feasible and more attractive. And I don't know, any talk about just making it sexier? I mean, like more appealing? You know, back in the day, you hear these stories, especially when you start hanging with people at Sun and Fun. And it was like, oh, back in the day, all the airline pilots were like rock stars. And And now, they still have a lot of, they got a lot of swag with them, so to speak, but not nearly as much as it was back in the 70s.
Oh, no. I mean, back when I started flying for the airlines, it was still a very respectable position.
Right.
But there's
it's still a respectable position. That hadn't changed.
Well, yeah, but what I mean by that is that the passengers really respected the pilots.
Yeah.
And now they don't. It's not near as much as what they used to.
It's like, you're only giving us peanuts. I hate you.
And that's always, it's always the pilot's fault, no matter what. Of course, the pilots have no decision-making authority in that, what they get served. That's all done at the corporate office someplace.
Yeah.
And, the same thing with, these weather delays that, we always end up with when you're flying.
Right.
The pilots have very little to say about how long you're sitting on the ramp or where you're going to sit on the ramp or where you're going to divert to or what. They have some say once they're in the air.
But they're told what they're supposed to tell the passengers. Yeah. And matter of fact, one of the pilots was given a presentation at work for one of the major airlines, and he was given a presentation, and he goes, before he started, he said something to the effect like, okay, coming up, we're going to get started here in just about 5 minutes, and I am a pilot, so that will not be the case.
Right.
And I have to tell you, we will be off the runway in 5 minutes, when in reality, will be another delay. And it got quite a chuckle.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, the aviation folks know how the hands are tied, so to speak, and what they're allowed to say. And maybe that hurts the credibility a little bit with the passengers.
Well, it does just a little bit, But, what people really have to keep in mind, pilots get paid when they're flying.
Yeah.
If they're sitting on the ramp someplace, they are not getting paid.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, told me actually at Sunderbun, we were talking about that, and said the clock doesn't start ticking for the pilot until the doors are closed on the airplane.
Right.
So walking into the airplane or getting there an hour before the plane leaves, they don't get paid for that?
They don't get paid for that.
How does that work? I don't understand.
Yeah, you get paid for flight time. And flight time is considered, for most airlines, is considered when you push back from the gate.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you start getting paid.
So
until you clock in or...
Now, are they paying them by the hour then, like that?
That's correct, yes.
So when they get a delay and they're sitting on the tarmac and we're waiting for an hour, that's actually could be good for the pilot, or he doesn't care one way or another
in some sense. Who wants to just sit there?
Well, of course.
Pilots, we all want to fly.
We're human.
We don't want to sit there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very uncomfortable up there.
Yeah.
When you're just sitting there for hours and hours.
Right.
But
is there a scenario which would... This isn't going to be a good thing to say necessarily, but if you got stuck on the tarmac and got a delay in traffic for 2 hours, that actually can play to the benefit of the pilot because he'll get paid more.
Well, yeah, he's going to get paid more for that day, but keep in mind that they have rest and duty periods.
Mm-hmm.
So they may end up timing out because of that and can no longer fly the rest of their trip, which can cost them money.
Well, okay, there you go. Understood.
So, not necessarily.
Yeah.
So
the motivation wouldn't be there necessarily for that. Okay.
And keep in mind,
because that made me think like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Something's wrong.
Yeah. And pilots don't want to do that. I mean, that's not what they set out to do.
Well, they
want to
make their people happy.
And when you're sitting at the gate with a mechanical, those guys are not getting paid. They want to get pushed off of that gate and get that flight going just as much as you do. And if it's the last flight of the night, they want to get that flight out because they're heading to bed as well.
Sure.
And they've probably had a pretty long day.
Interesting.
So, because they can work 14 hours.
Yeah.
So,
which would be nice.
How many normal people, say quote unquote normal people, work 14 hours days?
Not many.
But pilots can.
Well, you could rake up some big money, but you wouldn't necessarily do 14 hour days, 7 days a week, though.
Well,
No,
you can't.
Right.
But, you can do 6 days in a row.
Can you do that much? Hmm. So what's the rest hour? I mean, isn't there a certain
number? Now you have to have a minimum of 10 hours of rest.
Between each shift.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you go 14 on and 10 off and an hour to
travel. And you got to have 8 hours behind the door.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's
behind
right.
Behind the hotel door.
Where you can't be reached.
Right.
Your silent time or whatever.
That's correct.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. See, you learn about all this stuff with just talking shop, amongst the aviators and stuff there, you know, like it's Sun and Fun. By the way, we got to thank our Global Star people, too, by the way, because, you know, we were set up at the Sunset Grill, and folks are having lunch while we were doing the radio show last week, and they were nice enough to hook us up with these spot devices that'll track your flying and ping every 5 minutes or so, and you put in custom messages, and, I mean, it's like a, it was like a $300 package. We gave away one each day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, at the Sunset Grill. And those are really nice devices. And by the way, don't feel like you lost out if you weren't with us, because they're running a special deal right now. I believe it goes through the end of June on their Global Star Sat phones. And I think this applies to the Sat or to the Spot devices as well. You need to go to globalstar.com and check it out. Or visit your local Global Star satellite phone retailer. But they're doing a deal where, you know, you at a very minimal plan, you'll get the hardware free or get a rebate back for the sat phone or the spot. So a very effective campaign.
Yeah, $150 rebate they get.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just like buying a cell phone.
So basically you get the phone. And you get the one-year plan for $150. Yeah. You can't beat that.
Yeah, pretty good deal. So just check that out at globalstar.com. And like I said, they change them around a little bit here and there, but it is going on right now, I think, through the end of June or thereabouts.
And it works anywhere in the world.
Gotta love it. And you probably should use it.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive.
Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations.
Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night.
Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it.
There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I gave Willie the greatest gift of all.
Chase, you sure about this?
The gift of flight.
What could go wrong?
A lot could go wrong.
I mean, you're strapped in.
I'm aware I'm strapped in.
Enjoy the ride, man.
You got it, baby.
I don't know. This something doesn't feel right.
Put him in orbit.
When I die, hallelujah, by and by.
Let's fly.
You know, Keith, I don't know if you saw this at Sun and Fun, but we just played that little clip from Duck Dynasty, and those guys messing around with flying some kind of rocket ship thing. And there was a vendor at Sun and Fun that had something that said, like, Flight Dynasty. He had, like, a line of T-shirts. I think it was Flying Dynasty or Aviation Dynasty, and it was like a little play on the Duck Dynasty thing.
I did not see that.
Who knows? It could be a new thing. you can tap in. Or maybe the Duck Dynasty guys are finally saying, hey, you know, we want to fly like the ducks. Not only shoot them down and eat them, we want to fly like a duck. Maybe that could be part of their new season.
I'd be happy to help them out.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They those guys.
I met them. I met Jeff at Universal Studios. I actually had more swag than he did, evidently, with the folks at Universal, because I was able to go to the front of the line, and he wasn't. He was sitting there waiting in line for the Harry Potter ride like some slub. I'm like, dude, you got your own TV show. What's going on? And, well, he goes, I'm not as big as you on Just Plain Radio. You know, and I was like, well, yeah, we can't all be me.
Thank God.
There might be a slight embellishment to that story.
Just slight.
But we're close personal friends, and what are you going to do? He said hi to me once. All right, some of the other things and ideas that we garnered there at Sun and Fun this year, and we are going to make this happen. I haven't made the calls. I haven't made the plans. But, you know, you're always seeing these little Chotsky things, just like the guy was doing the Flight Dynasty T-shirts. It's maybe an idea. He thought he could tap into the whole Duck Dynasty thing and make a few bucks. Hey, God bless him for it. Why not? I'm always looking for that, too, with what we could do for Just Plain Radio to hand out to folks. You know, if we get nice prizes like from Global Star and Spot Devices, that's always a plus. We had these Nanook protective cases we gave out that are airtight, watertight, indestructible with a nice little Just Plain Radio logo on them. Nanook makes those, and it's a great company, plasticcase.com, if you want more information on them.
And we came up with a great idea.
Excellent idea. What does every pilot... Yeah, true. I'll take credit. Because what does every pilot need when they're up there in their plane, flying from one point to the other, and it's a long trek, and they don't want to take a restroom break? What do they need?
They need some way to relieve themselves.
Exactly. And we've talked about this before where, you know, people have, taken leftover laundry, what do you call it? Containers. You know, and they cut the hole out, and that was about the right size. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of cheesy. And I guess it's good recycling.
No, you do that, and you put some kitty litter in there, and you're good to go.
Yeah, okay. So you've done that.
I've not done that, but I've seen it done.
Okay. So people have done those, and, you know, that's okay.
I have my own stories, but...
Yeah, and they got this little John device, which is a similar-shaped kind of contraption that would allow you to relieve yourself. And I'm thinking, hey, why don't we take one of these containers, slap a Just Plain Radio on it, and make it the best promo item on the planet? What every pilot needs one, and it would be great branding. You know, when you need relief, think of Just Plain Radio.
There you go.
You know, something like that. I don't know. But how do we cover the female pilot?
They have a Lady J adapter.
Okay, so it's just an adapter we put on. Okay, yep. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make these things. And I don't know if we're going to infringe on some patent or not, but we got to figure out how to do that and do it cheaply, or just start saving our leftover laundry containers.
Yes.
Maybe that's what we'll just slap a sticker on it. Is that what we do?
Yeah,
but that would be the best promo item on it. And, I mean, I want people to think of our show when... they're relaxed, I guess, or we want to take the pressure off. I mean, it just kind of, that's kind of what we do.
I mean, what better way to take the pressure off? You know what I'm saying? You know, when it's a long flight,
yeah,
and, you know, you've got a long ways to go yet.
Right.
And that coffee pressure is just building and building.
True. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, sure, we can make key rings or little koozies and things like that.
Let's make something useful.
Useful, practical. I mean, whether you're a pilot or not, this might come in handy.
You know, if you've got kids in a car, come on.
Hey, you know, you go to a baseball game, and there's thousands of people around. Your access to the aisle is really blocked. You just stick that in your backpack.
There you go.
I bet you'd make it up on the jumbo screen if you did this, though.
Oh, yeah, you probably would. I have one, by the way.
Is it branded? You have a sticker on it? You just have it. It looks like a laundry thing.
It was a gift.
It was a gift. Okay. Well, these would be gifts.
Long story.
I mean, we wouldn't sell these things. We'd give them away as promo items. So that would be our gift back to the aviation industry. Free turlets.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Were we drinking at the time? I don't know. We were at the Sunset Grill, and they had frozen rum runners and pina coladas and. And, you know, it could have been playing havoc with that whole brainstorming session. But I don't know. Sometimes those are sometimes that's the best way to
so go.
I think we'll make it happen. I really do. But, you know, we are going to follow up with the folks from AOPA here next week or the week after. You know, they sent those four folks that they pulled from different sectors of America, just four people off the street, so to speak, in different careers and had no experience at all with flying. And in 1 week, for the week of Sun and Fun, they went all the way to doing their first solo.
Their first solo at Sun and Fun.
Yeah, and so on Saturday, they actually did touch and goes.
Yep.
There in front of the entire crowd. It had to be a rush. And I did meet them. Did you talk to any of those guys?
I did not. No, Ed and I went over there.
Yeah.
But they were all busy working.
Yeah, they were training at Redbird with the simulators there.
So we didn't bother them.
I saw them at the Tater Bake and was able to hang with them a bit and talk to them. Really nice folks. They were very excited.
Who wouldn't be? I mean, come on. You get to spend the week at Sun and Fun and solo at the end of the week in front of thousands of people.
Exactly. So we're going to get an update from them hopefully next week or the week after. So make sure you tune in accordingly. All right. That'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far, cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.